KRWG News on All Things Considered, I'm Fred Martino. The Dona Ana County Sheriff, facing criticism from some immigrant rights activists, has scheduled a town hall meeting. Kiki Vigil will host a public gathering Tuesday in the village of Dona Ana. Officials say the meeting at the Dona Ana Community Resource Center will be a chance for residents to share concerns regarding public safety. Earlier this month, immigrant rights activists in Las Cruces called on Vigil to meet with them to discuss department policies on enforcing federal immigration law. The office says it does not have a policy on enforcing federal immigration law because its deputies are not federal agents. While immigrant activists blocked traffic in downtown Las Cruces Wednesday night, they were protesting raids earlier in the day conducted by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Simon Thompson has our report.
No justice, no peace! No justice!
Almost 50 people brandishing signs, beating drums, and shouting protest songs shut down Main Street Las Cruces traffic for almost half an hour.
What side are you on, my brother?
That's Johanna Bencomo on the bullhorn. She's an organizer with CAFE, the group that coordinated the rally in protest of sweeping ICE raids locally.
Civil disobedience is just another tool in community organizing. When our demands are not heard or met, we will escalate. Today there was no arrest. We did not plan for any arrests, but we wanted to show our community that they don't stand alone and that we will do anything it takes to bring peace to this community.
Bencomo says though deportations were at record highs under the Obama administration, ICE enforcement prioritized deporting criminals over families. She says if these ICE priorities cease under the Trump administration, more immigrants will be living in fear.
It made me more scared.
Brandon Vasquez was brought to the U.S. illegally as a child from Mexico, which has made him eligible for temporary status and relief from deportation through Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. The order was enacted during the Obama administration, but only days before I spoke to Vasquez, a DACA recipient was detained by ICE in Seattle.
I feel like I'm still illegal, like I don't have documents. I feel like I'm still a target to be deported even if I have my DACA permit.
Is it scary or is it like...
Yeah, it's scary. I feel like any type of reason would be enough to deport me. So I feel like I'm just walking on glass.
Bencomo says shutting down peak hour traffic is just a taste of the civil disobedience that could be needed to push elected officials to protect Las Cruces communities from expanded ICE enforcement.
In the Trump era, our communities will have to do drastic measures for change. We know that all resistance to his oppressive policies against our people, that resistance will be localized. We will have to mobilize and organize here locally to try to stop those kinds of things from happening.
Bencomo says enforcement actions also impacted communities in Chaparral and East El Paso. KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.
More immigration news now. A Texas sheriff whose state funding was halted in a sanctuary city standoff may be softening her stance. Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez has refused to comply with some federal immigration detainers in Austin jails. Governor Greg Abbott responded by blocking $1.5 million in funding. But Hernandez now says she will review detainer requests on a case-by-case basis. Federal authorities issued detainers for jailed immigrants accused of being in the country illegally. Hernandez opposes potential deportation for minor offenses and originally only planned to honor detainers for 4 serious charges, including murder. She now plans to comply on more than just those 4 charges. That follows Hernandez's staff not initially granting a detainer for a man accused of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl, though he was not let go. A Las Cruces woman will have to pay more than $147,000 in restitution after pleading guilty to theft of government property and forgery charges stemming from a scheme to defraud the Department of Veterans Affairs. Federal prosecutors say that 54-year-old Donna Davison entered the plea Wednesday. She'll face 4 months in prison as part of a plea agreement. Davison was charged in November in a multi-count indictment. Most of the counts stemmed from allegations she deposited surviving spouse benefit checks to which she was not entitled. Prosecutors say Davison admitted that when her mother died in 1997, she failed to inform the VA of her mother's death and continued to collect and deposit the checks into her own banking account after signing her mother's signature on the back of the checks. Join us for news anytime online at the region's homepage, krwg.org.